Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. From newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook, I'm John Schaefer. The California Honeydrops play everything from soul and R&B to New Orleans-style second-line music to ska to blues. Obviously, they cover a lot of ground, so maybe it's not such a surprise that their latest album is, in fact, a two-CD set. Call It Home features a guest vocal appearance by Bonnie Raitt, and it's probably the best album so far to represent the wide-angle view that this band takes on American music. The California Honeydrops are here with us in the studio to play a few songs for us, beginning with this one called Long Way.
Way to go.
Nicely done. California Honey Drops, live in the studio in a song called Long Way. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. Lesh Vierzynski singing and playing the trumpet. Ben Malament, another founding member of the Honey Drops, behind our drum kit, doing some backing vocals as well. Lorenzo Lorera at our piano, more backing vocals. Bo Bradbury on bass, thank you. Johnny Bones on sax, Leon Cotter playing sax, and Scott Messersmith and Jacob Licali playing more percussion, and Jacob with more backing vocals.
Yeah.
Every time I walked into the studio, Lesh, it seemed like the band had gotten bigger while you guys were...
That's what seems to have been happening over the last few years.
Yeah, yeah. So originally it was just you and Ben, right?
Yeah, well, there was three originally.
Okay.
We'd just go out and busk by our house at the Ashby BART station after Ben got off from his teaching job.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was just three. And then we added a piano player, and and now you see what's happened.
Yeah.
Now, this is Jacob's actually our engineer.
He's our sound engineer.
He's our sound engineer. But, yeah, he came out, so why not join us?
He can sing.
All right. Now, that name, California Honey Drops, I mean, that's a name that kind of suggests some of the old American bands. You know, you think of the Carolina Skillet Lickers and you
right,
know, the,
right, right.
All these crazy band names from the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, totally.
So when you guys started, did you have that kind of sound world in mind?
Yeah, that was what we played. We had a tub bass, a washboard, and a guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were playing like jug band music, but yep, we would also mix like Ray Charles songs and stuff like that into the kind of jug band format.
Yeah.
And I was inspired to do that by the guitar player Snooks Eaglin. Mm-hmm. He's a New Orleans guitar player from back in the day. And he used to just kind of play a bunch of Ray Charles and rhythm and blues stuff solo on the guitar.
Wow.
So I was like, hey, you can kind of take that music and stick it in the kind of acoustic jug band format. And that was kind of the original inspiration of the band, was to do that.
And mm-hmm, obviously the repertoire and the sound world of the band has grown along with the band itself.
Exactly.
So, you know, on the new record, and by the way, Long Way is not on the new record.
No.
But we will eventually, at some point in your set, get to something from the new record, right?
If you're lucky.
But, you know, anybody listening to your name, Lesh Vierzynski, you know, I mean, that's so Polish. And you were born in Poland.
Yes, right? That's right.
So where did this love of not just American, but older American music come
from? It came from my dad initially, because my dad grew up with kind of Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, and that music being played on the radio, kind of the forbidden radio. My dad's 81, so he was already a teenager in the, you know, post-war
like
years.
Yeah.
You know, so, and when that music was very forbidden to listen to. Yeah. And, you know, they would radio that in via Radio Free Europe and whatnot. So
right,
he got really into the old jazz. And that's how I got into it, because he just played that in circles in the car.
Yeah.
But
as we'll hear at some point, when you sing, when you get up into your falsetto register, there's like very clear echoes of some of the great old soul singers like Al Green or Sam Cooke. And so it sounds like maybe at some point you were listening to that too.
Yeah, that was, as soon as we moved to the United States, we started listening to everything that was on the radio. Me and my brother especially loved that era, the 50s and the 60s, rock and roll, soul music, all that kind of stuff. We liked all that.
Yeah.
And we took to that really heavily, like Curtis Mayfield, Sam Cooke, and stuff like that. And yeah, I don't know how much falsetto you're going to get today, this morning, but you know, you might have
Excuse
to come to the
me?
Show tonight.
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, I know, it's musician's morning.
It's musician's morning. But yeah, that's, yeah, so that was all a big influence on the music as well. I really started getting deep into the rhythm and blues stuff when I moved out to the Bay Area, though.
Yeah.
And, that's when I really started exploring rhythm and blues more heavily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the new album, it's a two CD set, two LP set. It's Call It Home.
Mm-hmm.
And that idea of home,
yeah,
it recurs in a lot of songs.
Yes. Yeah.
There's one song where the opening line is something like, you know, I'm tired of feeling like a stranger in my own hometown, mm-hmm, that sort of thing. So did you have a kind of a thread that links these songs together in mind, or did it just kind of happen that way?
It just kind of happened. I think I was thinking about it a lot. You know, we all live in the Bay Area, which has undergone a lot of massive changes in the last few years, especially in the last 5 years. It's been really crazy. And so I think everybody's been kind of thinking about their home as being a little bit threatened at this point, and our ability to stay there. So, and a lot of the guys have already moved on and out because it's just too crazy and too expensive. So I think I started thinking about that, and that kind of brought back to me all my memories of moving around a lot as a kid and not ever being really sure where I was going to go next.
Where home belonged. Was. Yeah.
Yeah, and where home was. Just from speaking two different languages and just always wondering. I was always thinking about that. And I think that those events of the last few years have really re-triggered all that for me in my mind. So I think I started writing songs all about that. That particular one that you mentioned, the Silicon Blues, was written really from the perspective of my girlfriend, who was moving out of the Bay to New Orleans to find a cheaper place to live. And she's from the Bay. And I wrote that song in the car while helping her move her stuff into storage. So, you know, that was right there.
Yeah.
And then there's other songs that are about home as well, like Star Child, which we will play later.
Right.
That is about a person who, you know, doesn't even feel like home is on Earth at all.
Yeah.
So there's all these different, there's a lot of different characters and kind of different stories that go into all these songs. They're not all my own at all. I just kind of navigate and tell all different stories.
But it's kind of a universal thing, you know, the longing for home and deciding where home is and occasionally having to move home.
Yeah, and exactly. And if you go back far enough, we were always moving home. Right, yeah, humans have been, we're nomadic, right?
Absolutely.
Just wandering from place to place looking for food. So I guess we should be used to it by now.
The California Honey Drops are here with us in the Soundcheck studio, and it's a big band, but occasionally, Lesh, you have songs that require reduced forces.
Yes, indeed.
And
you know, because we like to hit them with a lot of different textures and styles, and I think that's what we're going to do next for you.
Birthday Suit is the name of the song, also not on the new record.
This is not on any record.
You do like the new record, right?
We love it. Okay. But this is a good song,
though. So this is not on any of the albums by the band.
This is not on any of the albums yet. This is a debut right here. Oh. And this is a song. This is a place we all feel very at home in. Leon over here, especially. This song was inspired by the Oregon Country Fair. We were on a tour, actually, in Australia, of all places, and we were in some hotel in some business district, and everybody was all dressed in their suits. And I just started feeling this longing to be back at the Oregon Country Fair, where Leon has never missed an Oregon Country Fair in his life. And it's one of the few places where we can play naked.
Okay.
Perform naked.
You cannot do that here.
Too late.
Want to be clear about it.
So I started feeling that longing to be back at the fair in the woods playing naked, you know? And no better person to accompany me on this song than Leon himself, Fairchild.
All right, let's hear it.
Don't waste your money on fine clothes for me. There's still one thing I want the world to see. When I die, all I want you to do, bury me in my birthday suit. It ain't nothing they ain't seen before. Anyway, they've all been dying to know how I held on to a girl like you. Bury me in my birthday suit. Spent my early days in diapers, school days in a uniform, but the clothes that fit me best I've worn since I was born. No, it never seemed right to me, but on my deathbed I'll be free. I want the world to know a whole other part of me. It ain't nothing they ain't seen before. Anyway, they've all been dying to know how I held on to a girl like you. Bury me in my birthday suit. spent my early days in diapers, school days in a uniform. But the clothes that fit me best I've worn since I was born. No, it never seemed right to me, but on my deathbed I'll be free. I want the world to know a whole other side of me. It ain't nothing they ain't seen before. Anyway, they've all been dying to know how I held on to a girl like you. Bury me in my birthday suit. Like a crash on the highway, you'll be forced to look. Repost on Instagram and on Facebook. Only news you read all year, that's true. Man got buried in his birthday suit.
Absolutely scandalous. The song is
it's getting crazy in here. Wild.
The song is called Birthday Suit, a very scaled down version of the California Honey Drops.
Oh, indeed.
Just less
strip naked.
On. Yeah. You don't want to parse those lyrics too closely. Now, why does the guy want to be buried in it? Oh, I get it.
Well, you know, it's not what it seems. To me, that song actually kind of fits with the theme for me. Of the whole album.
Which
it's not on, yeah. But since we're talking about that, you know, and since you brought up the meaning of the song, to me, you know, it's all about the fact, you know, when you die, right, some people believe that, you know, this body is just like a little vehicle. It's
right,
just like the
right.
clothes for the soul, you know. And that's kind of the way I think about the song. It's just like, hey, let's get rid of all the extras. This is all there is, you know.
Okay. That song has a great kind of old ragtime blues sound.
Right.
I don't know if you're a fan of like Reverend Gary Davis.
Of course.
Or Pickers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's how I started playing guitar, was a guy named Eli Smith, who lives here in New York and does like the Brooklyn Folk Festival and
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
He introduced me to all that music. I had heard like Mississippi John Hurt and Reverend Gary Davis before I met him. But he was the first person I saw that was like trying to play it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can play that? You can learn to play that?
Well, Gary Davis used to live
here. Yeah, he used to live out here, yeah.
And he moved north to New York, and there was like a steady parade of like white guys going to his house in Harlem to learn how to play guitar from him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jorma Kaukonen from Jefferson Airplane
and
among
Dave
them.
Van Ronk.
Dave Van Ronk,
yeah.
Great stuff. So not on the record, but I'll mention the record anyway. It's... Call It Home,
help
two records set.
We need
set.
Your help, please.
Bonnie Raitt is on the record. She's on the title track.
Yes, indeed.
And you guys ended up, well, you didn't end up. You began by touring. That's how this happened, right? You toured opening for her.
Yeah,
and then,
for last couple of years, yeah. Yeah, we did a bunch of dates with her, and she used to come in to the dressing room when we were rehearsing that song, Call It Home. And she'd always be like, hey, can I sing with you guys? And we'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
So she'd come in and she'd sing. And then it sounded so good that we were like, we got to get her on the record. So we asked her to do it and she said, sure. And there she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually has the last word in the song, as I recall.
She does have the last word. She often has the last word.
A lot of your touring is on what people call the jam band circuit. I know some bands like that term, some don't. I don't know how you guys respond to it, but you do stretch out a bit with these songs in live performance, right?
Yeah, we can. We play all the circuits. We play a lot on the blues circuit as well. We play the Rhythm and Blues Cruise every year. And
where is that?
That leaves out of sometimes out of Florida.
The ocean. Who was that?
The naked guy in the drum booth.
We play some bluegrass festivals as well, and some more folky things, and some jazz things as well.
Yeah.
We do a little bit of everything, but we love to stretch out. Like you said, that's a big part of what we love to do.
Yeah.
is kind of let loose and let whatever wants to happen happen.
And so you take requests, you sprinkle covers in your set. When you guys do covers, where do they tend to come from? They tend to be...
I would say the covers tend to be the some of the soul material. Like we'll do like a Wilson Pickett tune. Mm. We'll do some Bobby Womack. We'll do... what else we've been doing in terms of covers? Oh, yeah, some Curtis Mayfield. And then are also really old songs. Yeah. You know, a lot of traditional songs. We'll do a lot of traditional New Orleans material. Stuff like this that yeah. Where we just played, guitar stuff. You know, just traditional blues.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Even in your own original songs, especially in the lyrics, you sometimes, whether intentionally or not, you write lyrics that seem to call back to,
oh, yeah.
to earlier songs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, on the new album, there's the line about Swing Down Chariot.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to hear that without thinking of Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that line is taken directly from a spiritual. Swing yeah. Down Chariot, stop, come down easy. Stop and let me ride. You know, that's, yeah. That's
and then there's the line, I know I get it if I got it in my soul, which reminds me of the Charles Mingus, you know, better get it in your soul.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are intentional.
That one not in particular, but some of them, yeah, are just references to spiritual songs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way songwriting has always been. You
yeah,
just take
yeah.
little bits that make sense. And some like that one was wholesale, you know, it's just like we're taking this piece and sticking it right here in the next song,
yeah,
Star Child. But anyway, yeah.
Well, Star Child is the song you're going to do for us next, and it's spelled with two R's. Any particular reason for that?
For the person that inspired it, the middle name of the person, of the Star Child.
Okay.
Herself.
Very nice. This is actually finally from the new record, the 2-CD set.
Finally.
Which is called Call It Home. The band is the California Honey Drops. And Les, you're switching back to trumpet for this,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
okay.
And yeah, another, you know, since you talked about why, you know, the words of Star Child, and I mean the name of the Star Child, and talking about where the words come from and the themes come from. It's interesting in that song because there's a character in some of the Funkadelic records,
uh-huh.
the Parliament stuff, Starchild, and that's where she got her nickname from her dad, because her dad was a big fan of all the funk music.
Okay.
And then I kind of took the theme of the idea of the Starchild, this extraterrestrial creature, you know,
yeah,
and or this human form, you know. That wants to be elsewhere, you know? Or that
again, the
elsewhere.
Idea of where home is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Star Child's the name of the song. Once again, the California Honey Drops on Soundcheck.
A beam of light from the this world without a whole lot. She knows she'll leave with even less. We've got more than we need anyhow. Still this world is such a mess. Most of us, we walk the main roads. Some say they know a better way. And while y'all walk the side streets, you know she'll take the Milky Way.
The California Honey Drops. They finally played a song for us from their new album, Call It Home, and they played it in a way that's completely different from what's on the record. I mean,
the
main elements of the song are recognizable. That's a great arrangement.
Thank you.
Clearly, it seems inspired by some of the so-called spiritual jazz of Pharoah Sanders, John Coltrane, Alice Coltrane,
absolutely.
That sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great arrangement. At times quite different from what's on the record, but that's the point of playing it live, right?
Yeah, that
you don't
want
to just recreate what's on the record. Tour is going on, and do you do like the whole summer festival circuit?
Absolutely, yeah. There's going to be a lot of those. We'll be at the High Sierra Music Festival. We will be at the Oregon Country Fair.
Of course. Clothed or not?
Both. You know, I don't really want to commit to anything. I think, you know, as you can tell, we have trouble with that. We don't like to be boxed in. So.
Yeah.
This time we might do it in winter coats or something.
Very nice.
Yeah.
This has been a lot of fun, guys. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
California Honey Drops on Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Hear other Soundcheck podcasts and see other videos online at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.